If you spent much time listening to Hometown Heroes, you've probably heard veterans from all over America talking about the mission of the Honor Flight Network, taking World War II veterans free of charge to see their memorial in Washington, D.C.
I wanted to see it. I've always wanted to see it since they built it. And to see all those guys there that did survive, and then they get emotional. Pretty soon you get emotional too.
I tell you, that Honor Flight, I just can't believe what a wonderful deal it is.
Everywhere people came up to us, military guys and civilians, and wanted to shake our hands and thank us for all we did. I kept saying there were 16 million of us, you know, and I only did a little piece. But it was just an emotional high.
When it comes to our men and women in uniform, all gave some, and some gave all. A reality underscored as veterans visit the World War II, Korea, and Vietnam memorials and Arlington National Cemetery.
All those white crosses, they're going to your heart. You just know that there's good guys there, but they had to die. For what? So you could live.
And while they are still living, Honor Flight gives the rest of us a chance to express our gratitude. Won't you encourage the World War II veterans in your life to put in applications for this all-expenses-paid journey to their memorial?
It does something for each of us who have been veterans who go back, whether we're a guardian or whether we're honored as a guest on the flight. It completes our life, really. It gives us a sense of fulfillment that we weren't able to have before, I think.
If you live near me in Central California, find Central Valley Honor Flight at cvhonorflight.org. Wherever you're listening, there's a hub in your area, and you can find it on the national website, honorflight.org. Sign up a veteran, volunteer to help, or donate to this important and time-sensitive mission. It's amazing what it means to these members of our greatest generation.
I'm telling you, they make you feel so good and so wonderful. Let me tell you, I can't preach enough about this. You listening?
The manner in which we were treated and greeted and acted toward was just awesome. It made me believe that the people of the United States are just wonderful.
Time is of the essence. Team up with Honor Flight today and help give our veterans one more tour with honor.
Honoring veterans from sea to shining sea, you're listening to Hometown Heroes with Paul Leffler. Brought to you by this local station and its sponsors, and presented everywhere, on the air and online, by Provident Payments, one of the fastest-growing payment consultants in America. Connect today at providentpayments.com.
Welcome back to Hometown Heroes and a special Mother's Day episode this weekend with Thelma Wiley, 88 years old, of Sacramento, California. She was serving as a civilian at Binh Hoa Air Base in Vietnam when enemy forces started to turn the tide. Just a few weeks before the fall of Saigon, she was hurried onto a C-5 to evacuate and pressed into duty caring for some of the infants and toddlers aboard that first flight of Operation Baby Lift, an effort that would eventually transport more than 3,000 Vietnamese children. That very first flight turned tragic just 12 minutes after takeoff, when the fuselage was torn apart by what Thelma experienced as an explosion. Investigators would later decide that a failure of the locks on the rear loading ramp caused the catastrophe. Thelma remains unconvinced of that, but absolutely certain that there was a divine hand in her survival. She would spend the better part of 3 weeks in the hospital. Thelma, what was the extent of your injuries?
I got neck injury. I've had 2 C spine surgeries. And my mid back is, that's where that thing hit me, black. It's terrible. So that's a lot of pain. And this shoulder, I need totally rebuild. I've had 3 complete knee surgeries with just 2 knees. I had a separated sternum and a broken rib on the left. I had something damaged one of my eyes. I guess that's about it. But now I'm just one ball of pain. I can't sleep on this side because it too hurt too much. Oh, my goodness, my arm. I think it has something to do with the disc in my C-spine.
And what about something cut you across your upper legs, right? Almost got your femoral artery?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. a slice, you know where you're in the inside of your leg. If you let your leg fall over, there's a tendon. It cut across that tendon and up on the mound. And that's where it got infected because the doctor said, it looks so clean, I'm going to suture it. And it got infected.
You had a nurse tell you that you were maybe a fraction of an inch from bleeding out, that it would have sliced that femoral artery?
Yes, that's right.
So it's not a stretch or an exaggeration to say that your survival was pretty miraculous.
Yes, yes. I just know absolute that God put me in the safest place that I could survive. He wanted me to.
And the Air Force and the Navy both gave you medals, commendations. Tell us why. Tell us what you did that they wanted to recognize.
Oh, I think I was at the hospital, and our colonel and the civilian comparable and some others for just 14s and stuff were having lunch, and they wanted to have me there for lunch, and they were talking. I would just tell them like I'm talking to you about all that I remember. And I didn't know anything about it when I was recovering at the home that I bought with the money I went over to work for. It came in the mail. Didn't tell me why or anything, just in an envelope, something about the Air Force Award for Valor and then the Civilian Meritorious Service Award. I did read about that, and I think it said that I read it's second to the highest for civilians.
And what they were honoring.
Being an adult for the children.
Yeah, so tell us about that. So you're climbing out of this plane, and it's in this giant puddle of mud, right? But there's a concern that this is going to blow. There's still some fuel, and there may be an explosion.
I thought the smelling of this burning fuel, and I didn't know if, you know, when I crawled out of that area, I didn't have no idea what was around me except the mud there. And smoke. When I saw these little children out there with no adult with them, I thought that I was going to try to get them as far away as I could and just be like a protective person with them, because I knew they must have been awfully afraid. And so when I told them, catch the hands, they understood when I caught the hand of another kid, and they all lined up and walked away with me. But there was a bank of mud, and I couldn't walk any further. It's like my feet froze. We sat there until the helicopter came, and they took me away. The children were still there, and I must be certain that some adult had to get the children. There was nowhere. We were in a place where no kind of apparatus could get to us to get those who weren't able to move. Any time, even now, that I'm on my feet long, or my back will go out, I recognize the symptoms. It's just like my pelvis feels like it just shatters. It's so much pain in my pelvis area that it just collapses. And I start to recognize the symptoms, and I get off my feet for a few days. And my husband, I married him. 1979, when I'd have those problems with my back, he would put ice and heat. He had the toughest hands to get those towels that hot to put on me, and then he'd massage. Those were some unbelievable times, but if you're a believer, you recognize your blessings. When I go back and look at this, that plane crash and how I survived it, you know, I gasp.
And what about those who didn't survive it? Some of those were people you knew.
Yes. And see, I survived it, and I kept thinking about my friends. Worst time was, I believe it was when I left the hospital in the Philippines, when I heard the engines. I was here, but I wasn't, because it was like I was still in shock, and I felt like I didn't have anyone. But when I got on the plane and heard the engines, I was on a gurney all the way because I couldn't sit up that long. We were coming to Travis. And I just went into a crying when I heard those engines start up. And I had, it was the next day, because there was a 16 or 17-year-old girl she was at the hospital. And so I asked her if she could wash me up. I was in a plane crash, and I have. So she said, I'll be right back. And she did come back and had a pan of water and all this. When she started washing me up, she said, you have mud on you, on your chest. And I said, honey, I have mud all over. And I told her that I was in a plane crash. Her mother said she called her on the way to school and was crying and said, this lady was in a plane crash. She's the hospital mom. And she's just like you. She needs someone to help her, but she won't ask. And so her mother came over, and I found out she was from Sacramento. Her husband was a military guy. She said, what's your size? And she went back to her job and told all her coworkers about me, and everyone contributed something. Some bought me some makeup. And so when she got ready to come back, one of the nurses tried to stop her and told them that she couldn't talk to me because the investigators hadn't talked to me. She told them, all I can hear is about the babies, but this one is one of ours, like an American, and I'm going in whether you want me to or not.
Is there any final thought you'd like to share about how that experience, that one day, has impacted your life or your perspective?
One of the things is in the Bible where it says, if it's left up to you, do all you can do to keep the peace. That always is out front in my mind. I don't like to argue. I remember one of my sisters telling me, you just let people run all over you. Because I remember a lady telling me once, is that she and her husband decided before they got married that they wouldn't argue. I mean, if they have displeased by something, I mean, you blow it out by yourself. I mean, you can walk around. I used to see her husband so strutting around just off the top, angry with all this thing. And his wife wouldn't say a word. And she said, you can't argue by yourself long. And that's good in marriage, because the more you argue, it just makes the other person inflamed with anger. So it keeps going on and on. So that's what I try to do, keep the peace, because that tongue will say a lot of ugly things that you can't take back.
Well, it wouldn't be a Mother's Day special without a little motherly advice for all of us. Thelma Wiley, survivor of the Operation Baby Lift plane crash back in 1975. She hopes to write a book about her experience, and we'll be sure to let you know when that's available. You can find some photos of Thelma and links to more information at hometownheroesradio.com. Let's all make it memorable for the mothers in our lives this weekend, shall we? Thanks so much for listening today. I'm Paul Leffler, hoping you'll join us again next time when we meet a Medal of Honor recipient, sure to remind us again of those four words we know to be true: freedom is not free.
To let Paul know about a veteran in your life, visit hometownheroesradio.com and click on Suggest a Veteran. Today's program has been brought to you by Provident Payments. Give your business the edge only their personalized service can deliver at providentpayments.com.